Let me speak to Jeff Somerville from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Group Commander, you were busy over the last number of days.
Indeed we have. In the last week alone, we've attended 460 gorse fires right across Northern Ireland. And that's put our crews under amazing pressure. They work incredibly hard out in these very, very hot conditions. And believe me, working up on a mountainside, beating out gorse fires is not the type of activity we want our firefighters to be working at. We need them available for house fires and road traffic collisions. So we really appeal to the public. Our fire service crews can't be out in two places at one time. So really, we want to just make sure that fires aren't starting out in the gorse fires. So take extra care and vigilance and prevent these fires from happening.
Could it be a discarded cigarette, someone with a barbecue that they haven't passed any remarks on, or are they real? Is it really kids who want to see the mountain alight?
Well, there's certainly accidental fires happening out there. A discarded cigarette out a car window will easily set gorse on fire. So we'd really appeal to people to take extra vigilance, make sure that's not happening. But we are seeing about 80% of these fires are deliberately ignited fires, and that's children setting fire for fun or whatever reason, and really not realising the risks that they're putting people to when they're setting these fires. And we would appeal that they must think carefully, because at this time of year, when the ground is so tinder dry, they will rapidly spread, and it's amazing. The burning embers can put local houses and property at fire, and that's why our crews go out and assist to try and prevent them houses from going on fire.
There were times when people were worried. The Newry incident not far from St Mary's School, people were concerned up there, weren't they?
Yes, they were indeed. That's a very large fire spreading right over that hillside, and by all means, it's not just the schools and the buildings and the property that's on fire, but if we think at this time of year, all the young nesting birds and all that environmental impact that happens as well. So it's not just the impact on property. Really, we need to think about the environment as well at these times of year.
Yeah, just on the nesting birds, because maybe people don't stop to think about the wildlife, for anything from the insects right through to the whichever bird would choose to build its nest in there. The amount of death that would have been caused to Spring's little animals with a gorse fire like that, and the little rodents and all sorts, they just get incinerated.
Ah, yes, it's terrible to think of that, and that's why our crews will work hard to try and extinguish these fires. They're not easy fires to tackle. They're really not. Often they're in very remote locations, and they're very difficult for us to get our rather large fire appliances up small country roads to get to them. So we'd really just appeal to think extra carefully, you know, take vigilance out there. If you do see a fire getting started, report these matters to the police, because it is a criminal offence to be starting fires out there, and we would appeal to the public to make sure that do everything they can to prevent these starting. We need our firefighters available for the main incidents and emergencies that they need to attend.
Are you hoping for rain?
We sure are. Rain would certainly help, and I'd certainly be watching the weather forecast closely over the next few days and hope we get a good downfall.
Well, unfortunately, you might have to wait to Saturday. So it's tinderbox dry as it is. So everyone, whether you're out and about flicking a cigarette out the window, if you're having a barbecue, if you're out hill walking, whatever, you know, you could even leave a piece of glass sitting with the sun shining on it could start a fire in this day and age. And the main call goes out to people who think it's fun to watch winds burn. Please divorce yourself from that mindset.
That's very true. Yes, discarded bottles can start a fire as well. So if you ever see any sitting out in the hillside, pick it up, take it home, and that'll help us all in our aims and objectives.
Jeff, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you. That's a Group Commander Jeff Somerville trying to get the message across to those who start fires. Please don't do it. And he makes a very good point there. When the brigade are up on some mountainside fighting a gorse fire, you know, the chances are a house fire will start and they're going to be stretched. So please do make an effort to keep the countryside safe.